Well, it was fun yesterday to get a little breaking news during the show. That was fun. And we, of course, when Erin Stewart early yesterday morning released a video announcing she would not be running for another term as mayor of New Britain, sparking lots of speculation, obviously, which she's addressed and she's talked about it. We want to talk about it a little bit more. We're lucky to have her on. She's got a family to handle and a city to run. Ms. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You know, we're getting ready for school over here, so I always have to apologize in advance for the madness you might hear behind me.
I have three teenagers, so I miss it. So whatever noises are there, I'm good with. Yesterday was a good day for you?
Oh, it was so bittersweet. You know, it was a good day. I was happy with the way that it went, but, you know, it's bittersweet to have to make that announcement. For 11 years, my life has been every moment dealing with the city of New Britain. I'm comforted by all the kind words that I got. I feel good. I know it's the right decision to make. I said I'm term limiting myself here. I'll be completing 12 years as mayor, and that's enough. I've got to move on and figure out what's next for me.
Yeah.
And then, of course, all the speculation just starts. And I knew that was coming.
Yep.
So it was funny.
I mean, listen, I mean, I hear, you know, I mean, it's a logical assumption. It's a polished video. We've talked about it many times. In some ways, it's almost a boring topic for you, and it's understandable. So let's just get that assumption that, you know, it's whether it's, I don't know what you're thinking and how much you'll share, but let's just ask a couple quick questions here. One is, why make this announcement now?
So since the day I became mayor, the city of New Britain's finances have been, for the lack of better term, screwed up. I took office. We had a $30 million operating deficit. It took me so many years to try to fix that. Tonight, we have a city council meeting. Tonight, at that council meeting's agenda, there's a resolution that deals with tying up some loose ends from our previous fiscal year, and we can start our audit. It'll be the first time in 11 years that the city of New Britain is showing financial solvency on its books. Hmm. And for me, you know, everything that I've had to do to get to that point, this is like the culmination of it, where tonight I'll be looking at that resolution and saying to myself, holy, you know what? Like, we're done here. We're in a good place. I feel good.
Or you could say it's a good way to freeze out people thinking about it in the Republican Party for running for governor. Then that's I could say that. I don't know if you would say that.
Yes, that too. Like I said, as my focus has always been on the city, this is why I needed to make this announcement now, because I just felt like it just represents the culmination of all the work that I've been doing over the last 11 years, and it was the right time for me to do it. But also, too, listen, it takes a lot of time and effort to forge a campaign for mayor. I also want to make sure that I'm making the announcement and giving enough time for other people who will be interested to run for the seat to get organized, to raise money, to run formidable campaigns, because I think that the city deserves that too.
And you said yesterday that you will make a decision on the governor race, whether to run or not, like early next year. Is that correct? Okay.
Yeah.
So the follow-ups are this. You know, your age is such an interesting thing, because you technically could have, even if Lamont ran for a third and won, you could sit out that, and then you'd be like 42 or 43, and you're still considered in the political world young. And you could, you know, but my point is, if you don't run, and I mean, I know what it's like in politics. Some people just want to leave and they want to make some money. And, you know,
I'm kind of there. I don't know if I'm totally there, but I'm kind of there.
Well, what would you, if you don't run for governor, what would you do?
I think I have a lot of options. I got my master's degree in public finance and public administration. I could certainly go be a town manager somewhere. I've never explored what I could do, right? I was 26 years old. It was, you know, I was right, like, fresh out of, you know, my first real job when I became mayor. So I also, that was another reason why I wanted to make this announcement at this time, because I want to give myself the opportunity to explore that. I don't know what could be out there.
You know, I take you at face value for that. I didn't have a job with healthcare till I was 26. So to be mayor, I couldn't even balance my own checking account. Yeah. So, I mean, that's, you know, there's a lot of life lessons to be learned, like, outside of just running a city.
And
go ahead.
I think that, you know, everybody, you know, I love that everyone's giving me so much credit for being such a political being and thinking that all of this is just totally calculated. I mean, we're truly doing this so I can have the space to figure out what's best for me next. And as I said yesterday, I said, I just don't know what that is right now. You know, I have a passion for public service. There's no doubt about that. But unless I give myself, you know, a clear head and the space to be able to make that decision, you know, that's why I needed to also make this announcement about not running for mayor again yesterday, because I got to take the holidays. I got to discuss it with my family. I've got to figure out, you know, are there other career paths for me that I might want to pursue? And so I'm going to take that time and take it seriously and use it wisely.
Can we play a little game of if you were a statewide figure or a national figure, could I ask you a few questions? Because, I mean, you're going to have to. Okay. All right. Fine. How would you handle the energy price issue here in Connecticut?
I think that Connecticut can do a lot to rework its current contracts to lower prices for ratepayers. And I think it's a shame that the governor and the legislature are not calling for a special session to do that.
How about the, you know, the fiscal guardrails from 2017? We have a big surplus, a huge rainy day fund. Where do you stand on maybe modifying them, or what? And the way the budget moves forward, there's going to be some challenges.
I'm definitely a fiscal conservative, that's for sure. I don't know that I would support modifying them or loosening them. However, there's very many things that need to be paid for in this state that they're not putting the money, in my opinion, in the right buckets to pay for. However, next year, you're going to see a very different story with the state budget. It's not going to be as flush with cash as what you think it is right now.
Yeah, well, they already have a couple hundred they got to cover because they put in that late ad in the session last time. How about this one? And this one I'm always a little uncomfortable with because it's a tough one. I did it with George Logan, too. Like, what about support or non-support of Donald Trump?
He's the Republican nominee. I'm voting for him. I don't care.
Okay. And, there you go.
I said this before to you. I'll say it again. You know, I've been a Republican my whole life. I'm going to support the Republican nominee. I genuinely do think that the way that Kamala Harris speaks, she makes Donald Trump look a moderate, and that's where I'm at.
Great. Erin Stewart, Mayor of New Britain, again, announcing this will be her final term as mayor. And I have to tell you, from a media perspective and our audience perspective, the transparency and the willingness to talk, I think, is so important. And, you know, we were talking about this earlier because we know about Mayor Arunin and Luke Bronin and you. Like, you have you got kids you got to get out the door. You have a husband who works. Like, you don't get paid enough to have nannies and au pairs swimming through the house.
No.
And I mean, is your balance? Go ahead.
I was just talking to Arunin last night, and we were just talking about these exact things.
I tried to book him, and he's like, "I can't make eight. I can't make $750 because there's no way I can let my wife get those kids ready." And that's just how it goes. So congratulations on. And I believe both sides. Like, I believe everything you say is true, that, you know, like, you took over when you were in your mid-20s. But I also think there are larger things afoot. And I think it's a challenging line to straddle. But as a mom, go ahead.
I'm flattered. You know, I'm very flattered that everybody's giving me the encouragement. Of course, it feels really good. You know, I'm at a fork in my career where am I going to continue on in politics or am I going to go into the private sector? And I feel confident that if I go in either direction, I certainly won't disappoint myself or disappoint the people. But if I do choose to run for governor, I have to make sure that it's done right, that it's for the right reason, that I can see a path to victory, and that I have some time to assemble a team and start raising money. Because I said yesterday, you know, I'm certainly not made of money. I didn't come from it. My team runs on love and loyalty, and it'll take me a lot of time to qualify for that state grant. So that takes a lot of planning and effort as well.
Mayor Stewart, thank you so much for the time. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks, Brian. I'll talk soon.